The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder. One of the four beasts saying, "Come and see." And I saw, and behold, a white horse.
There's a man going round taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around. The hairs on your arm will stand up at the terror in each sip and in each sup. Will you partake of that last offered cup or disappear into the potter's ground when the man comes around? Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers, 100 million angels singing, multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum, voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Till Armageddon, no shalom, no shalom. Then the father hen will call his chickens home. The wise men will bow down before the throne. And at his feet, they'll cast their golden crowns. When the man comes around. Whoever is unjust, let him be unjust still. Whoever is righteous, let him be righteous still. Whoever is filthy, let him be filthy still. Listen to the words long written down when the man comes around. Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers, 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. In measured 100 weight and penny pound, when the man comes around.
And I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death, and Hell followed with him.
Well, there you have it. Good morning. Welcome to our new time slot here on the Power Hour. I thought I'd kick things off a little Johnny Cash there. And this is off, by the way, for those of you who don't know, you may have heard the song called The Man Comes Around. This was written on an album that Johnny Cash did before he passed away. And he had already become born again at that point in time. So what you heard in the quotes came out of Revelation chapter 6, verses 6 and 7. So, you know, you want to go look it up. I've got it sitting right here next to me. And, of course, you know, this is one of the reasons, for those of you that need a little history lesson, because you're probably trying to figure out some of his wording, which I did some research on that, because you heard him use the phrase, it's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And I know you may be like, what was that all about? Well, no, that has a basis in scripture. Because the prick was something that the ox herder would have. It was a long pole with like a little iron spear attached to the tip. And that was called the prick. And this is what he would poke the oxen to get them to go the way he wanted them to go. And they would not like that, being poked with something that sharp, and they would kick at it. And it made it difficult. And that was used twice in the book of Acts when Saul was on his way to Damascus. And Saul kept fighting God. God wanted him to be the Apostle Paul. And he kept fighting. And he said, you're just like an ox. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks because I'm poking you to try to lead you in the right direction and you're fighting me. Why are you doing that? Just so you know, there is some scriptural basis to what Johnny Cash wrote in that song. So if you had any doubt in your mind, that's exactly what it's about. 7 minutes after the hour and some quick announcements here. We are now taking orders for all North American Urban Spice products. And, of course, we're still working on adding the complete catalog of items to the website. So if there's something you don't see but you want, send us a quick email at support@thepowermall.com or call us and let us know. Number's 877-817-9829, and we will add it for the order. All right? And, of course, because of the fact that Justin Porter will be joining us tomorrow with a big announcement, we have 10% off North American Urban Spice products this week at the Power Mall. And of course, show transcripts, notes, articles, studies, books that a guest mentions are now available on our podcast episodes. All you have to do is subscribe through our Substack page. And of course, you know, I wanted to kick off our new time change segment with that Johnny Cash song, okay? I hope you don't mind. You know, when I first heard that, it sent chills down my spine. Because you see what we're all facing right now. And a lot of you believe the book of Revelation is already coming to pass. Well, you know, the church, which is talked about, Acts up to Revelation, talks about your application and what you're supposed to be doing right now. Being patient, working with your hands, that which is pleasing, and all that other good stuff. And, of course, listening to the show is a good thing because you get inspired, maybe. You might be inspired to call. By the way, if you're watching us live stream on video right now, you can call in. And if you're listening to the audio portion of the show right now, you can call in. 844-769-2944. Same number as always. It just weren't a different time slot. And this will rebroadcast tomorrow at 7 a.m. And then at 11, we come on with some new stuff. Just so you know, that's how it's going to work. When you call the Power Mall, which, by the way, is open right now, and you donate $25 or more, you get a free Vitamair toothpaste. That deal is still going on, but you want to call in with that. And let's see, we have the partners tab too. That's still going and growing. The Prepper freeze-dried beef, the Lion Energy, EMP Shield Optivita Vita Hemp products, Sauna Space, Grow Network, James McCanny Water Filters, My Pillow, Butterfly Essential Oils, Star Wars Botanicals, Flag Connections, EMF Rocks. It's all there. And, of course, like I said, right now from 11 to 1 Central, you can call in with comments or questions. Hopefully, we're going to reach out to John Mills. He's a retired colonel. And talk to him about what Volt Typhoon and all that good stuff is. It's not getting a whole lot of attention these days, talking about Chinese cyber prep for war with America. Cheryl Chumley talking about Biden having a moral duty to protect America's borders. Joins us later in the show. And I want to remind you about something that was taken out of a 1981 book by Bilderberger, Jacques Attali, which is an example of their mindset. Thank you, George Freund from Canada, for sending that over. And I quote, "The future will be about finding a way to reduce the population. Of course, we will not be able to execute people or build camps. We get rid of them by making them believe it's for their own good. We will find or cause something, a pandemic targeting certain people, a real economic crisis or not, a virus affecting the older, the elderly. It doesn't matter. The weak and the fearful will succumb to it. The stupid will believe in it and ask to be treated. We will have taken care of having Pam the treatment, a treatment that will be the solution. The selection of idiots will therefore be done by itself. They will go to the slaughterhouse alone." Unquote. Now, this is from a 1981 Bilderberger book. That's their mindset. That's what they want to do. Well, now that I told you, yeah, now you got a handle on it, right? You're not overinformed. Yeah, we've been accused of that, too. Being overinformed. No, I don't think so. And despite climate change claims, nearly all Alberta fires were caused by humans, according to the forestry minister, part of the Canadian officials, said nearly all the forest fires in the province of Alberta were set by people, not man-made climate change. Todd Lewin, Alberta Minister of Forestry and Parks, provided information on the wildfire situation in the province, stating humans setting the fires are to blame. They put out 172 wildfires so far, while 63 are currently burning. Scotland's First Minister, Humza Yousaf. Yeah, I don't even understand why they elected him in the first place. I mean, on top of the Scottish. Come on, I thought you had a heritage here. What are you doing electing this guy to be First Minister of Scotland? He's the one that came up with a hate crime junk, got 9,000 hate crime complaints, and come to find out just a handful were actually hate crime complaints. The rest were all revenge calls. Huh. Well, he's resigned now. As of today, further opening the door to the UK opposition Labour Party regaining ground in its former Scottish heartlands during a national election expected to be held later this year. Yousaf said he was quitting as head of the pro-independent Scottish National Party and First Minister of Scotland's devolved government after a week of chaos triggered by his scrapping of a coalition agreement with Scotland's Greens. So, yeah, basically said it's time for somebody else to lead Scotland. Maybe they should put a Scottish guy in there that really gives a damn about their government, don't you think? Unbelievable. And here's the other thing, too. Let's not forget, as long as we're hanging out in the British Isles, I got another story for you. It looks like the EU has really made a mess of things trying to multiculturalize everybody, including Ireland. Now, you see, here's the thing. Because of this garbage with the UK. This has evolved into an emerging diplomatic spat between the UK and the Republic of Ireland. Now, understand the UK, which includes Northern Ireland, succumbed to Brexit. And Rishi Sunak, Poison Sunak, yeah, he has literally done whatever to encourage more migration. I mean, it's bad enough London is already multiculturalized because the Indian population moved there from India. I'm not being racist. This is exactly what happened as soon as India was let loose by the British Empire. They all decided, hey, what are you doing? We're going to move over to London. Sounds like a fun time. Nothing racist about that. I don't know if they're doing good or not. I'm not there. But you see, the Ireland just recently installed a new Taoiseach, which that's their word for Prime Minister, Simon Harris, which ordered his justice ministry to draft emergency legislation to allow the return of inadmissible international protection applicants to the UK. They don't want them there. Irish Justice Minister Helen McEntee has claimed that over 80% of the recent arrivals of illegal immigrants have crossed into the country through the soft border with Northern Ireland, which sucks off the teat of the United Kingdom. And of course, she claimed that there's been a surge in such crossings, given the concern amongst aliens that they may be removed from Britain to Rwanda. Oh, we can't have that. But you see, the UK vows that no illegal migrant returns are from Ireland are not going to happen if France refuses to take back boat migrants. France has to cooperate, and if that doesn't happen, then they're going to keep getting immigrants. In Ireland, we're past that point. Alternatively, they could seek to impose hard border controls with Northern Ireland to prevent illegals from entering the country. Now, understand there are repercussions to that. Such a drastic move could jeopardize the Good Friday peace agreement on the Emerald Isle and trigger intervention from the U.S., which, of course, chaired the negotiations of the 1998 settlement. Now, you don't understand what that Good Friday peace agreement did. If you don't know Irish history, let me give you just a little tidbit. You ever heard of the Troubles? Remember when the IRA was setting off bombs everywhere? Remember that? That's where that, you know, Lord Mountbatten got blown up. That was IRA. They were sending a message. They were setting bombs off all over the place, and it's killing everywhere. So understand that this could happen again if they impose a hard border. So that means every place that you could get into the Republic of Ireland from Northern Ireland, they're going to put guard posts up. That's going to be a problem. I don't think the IRA is going to sit idly by. See, because they want one united Ireland. They want the north of Ireland, which is part of the UK, and the Republic of Ireland to be one again. Is what they want. And I really think if these people don't get a handle on what's going on over there, and that includes the EU, they're in trouble. Because these people, unlike many Americans around here, don't sit idly by and let these people get away with it. No. They do things. They already have demonstrated their capability of doing it, imposing terror at will. So keep your eye on that. Because what's happening in EU could happen over here in the States. Brussels, by the way, is supposed to act later this week against Facebook and Instagram over policies on deceptive advertising and political content. Well, they're already deleting what they don't like. But of course, they're suspecting infringements by Meta covering policies and practices relating to deceptive advertising and political content because they're trying to sway elections. Because the polls are opening in June. Now you want to put the hammer on that. China's ambitions, by the way, with regard to the moon, are also among Space Command's concerns. General Stephen Whiting, commander of the U.S. Space Command, recently warned about China's breathtakingly fast development of space military capabilities. And, of course, we'll talk to John Mills about that. All right, 19 after the hour, moving on to use news. Democratic presidential candidate Jill Stein, you know, the Green Party? Yeah. She was arrested at Washington University, amongst 100 others, at this anti-Israel protest on the campus in St. Louis. Her campaign managers, Jason Call and Kelly Merrill Kerr, were also arrested at the student-led encampment. The outlet reported more than 100 people were arrested at Washington University. And, of course, the University of Texas at Austin suspended their students' Palestine Solidarity Committee last week after several campus protests saw nearly 60 trespassing arrests. It's happening all over the country. And, of course, people want to know who's funding it. Oh, I can tell you that. George Soros. There's a news article on our email blast about that, too. Now, if you hadn't been paying attention to what's going on across the United States of America over the weekend, oh, did you enjoy the storm? Yeah, we got a map on the website with tornadoes, damaging wind, and hail. And there's dots all over the, from Texas all the way to Delaware, into Massachusetts. 32 people dead. More dangerous weather has been predicted this week for a broad swath of the South and Midwest. 9 of Tennessee's 15 recorded deaths occurs in McNary County, about 100 miles east of Memphis. 4 were in the same structure, one of at least 72 destroyed across the county, according to the mayor. 100 locations across the country reported tornado activity. Tornado struck in Wynn, Arkansas on Friday. 28 people sought medical attention. The National Weather Service verified in a preliminary survey that 3 tornadoes that ripped through the area of Wynn, Arkansas were EF3s. Tornadoes also struck in Sulphur, Holdenville, and Marianna, Oklahoma, causing 4 deaths, 100 injuries, and heavy damage. And like I said, we have the map on there for those of you who want to look. There's dots all over it. A second Beijing Biden term would be a gift to Red China. And why is that? Because Biden's letting them do whatever they want. Wink and blink and a nod is in China this week. Sticking his nose up you-know-who's keister. And meeting with his counterpart, Foreign Minister Wang Yi. Wow. Where do they get these people? Raising concerns and demonstrating capable U.S. leadership are two different things, the latter of which Biden has failed to do to an embarrassing degree. America's 46th president has crippled his nation's economy and national sovereignty while executing a disastrous foreign policy agenda that's permitted China's rise to go virtually unchallenged. Alabama lawmakers, by the way, are advancing a bill that could lead to prosecution of librarians. Oh, yeah. Librarians could be prosecuted under the state's obscenity law for providing harmful materials to minors. Alabama House voted 72-28 for the bill. Now moves to the Senate. The legislation comes amid a soaring number of book challenges, often centered on LGBTQ, that's Let's Get Biden to Quit content, and efforts in a number of states to ban drag queen story hours. It's an effort to protect children, not a Democrat bill, not a Republican bill. Republican Rep. Arnold Mooney said, he's the bill's sponsor, it's a bill to try to protect children. On Thursday, Tennessee State House offered approval of a bill that would allow civil causes of action to be brought against adults aiding minors in accessing transgender procedures without parental consent. Wow. Yeah, the summary of the bill is on their website, creates a civil cause of action against any person who knowingly removes a minor from the state without the consent of a parent of a minor for the purpose of assisting the minor in obtaining a health care procedure that enables the minor to identify with or live as a purported identity inconsistent with their birth sex. or treating purported discomfort or distress from a discordance between the minor sex and the asserted identity. The original version of the bill, by the way, included criminal penalties, but it was amended to only allow for civil. Maybe they should have left criminal in there. Who knows? They might amend it. You never know. Might get amended back. We'll see how it works. We'll see what happens. It could happen next year. We have to find out whether or not we're going to have a changing of the guard in the White House. I don't know. Everybody's kind of got their ideas about who's going to win and who's going to lose and by how much. And whether or not the election's going to be stolen. 20,000 hours of J6 video, by the way, have been released now. Watched one this morning showing Ashley Babbitt after she was shot. They were at one of the entrances to the hallowed halls, and it looked like at least two people were alternating administering CPR. So she was probably dead before she left the Congress, the Capitol building. And of course, nothing to Lieutenant Byrd. He still hadn't been prosecuted. She was unarmed. What do you do when a cop shoots somebody unarmed? He didn't even get administrative leave. As far as I know, they might have hidden him away. Doesn't mean anything. Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Michael Oren, described the recent ongoing anti-Semitic activities on America's college campuses as intolerable, unacceptable, and exceedingly dangerous. Well, we already knew that this was going to happen. He also noted Jewish academics have joined the anti-Israel rallies, saying they fail to see that this path also ends badly for them. Why they got to get caught up in this religious war is beyond me, but they are. I don't know. You be the judge. I mean, people in America here just can't leave it alone. They've been so brainwashed, especially these libtard students at these libtard universities. And you parents are paying for them to be there doing this. Can you imagine that? Hello, Dad. I'm in jail. Hi, Dad. Can you bond me out? I'm in jail. What are you doing in jail, son? Oh, I was protesting the Israeli invasion of Gaza. Really? Yeah. When do you see parents going, well, I think, son, you could just sit there and wait for your trial, wait for the hearing. Maybe they'll let you bond out on your own. Wow. No, I don't think so. Now, it takes a libtard parent to put a libtard kid in a libtard institution. Oh, yeah, because look at this. You get a degree, and then you get a job flipping burgers at Mickey D's. Yeah, right? Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that's why it's a failure for students and parents. Jordan Brace has told Fox News at night, liberal states are more focused on DEI than proper education, and this is why everything is going to hell in a handbasket here. Because of diversity, equity, and inclusion. All about woke ideologies, folks. Oh, by the way, when we get back, we're going to talk about equal protection of the law. They should be prosecuting Clinton, Obama, and Biden, too, but no. See, that's what I'm going to talk about when we get back from the break. Stay with us here in the Power Hour. We will be right back.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regaresp while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regaresp keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regaresp in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regaresp from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regaresp, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars. And when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829. Hi, this is Jay from the Power Mall. I'm here to talk with you today about one of our most powerful products that does not get enough recognition. That product is Blockbuster All Clear by Good Health Naturally. Blockbuster is a blend of proteolytic enzymes and antioxidants, which combine serrapeptase and natokinase with digestive enzymes, antioxidants, pine bark extract, oh, and much more. The unique combination of these ingredients have been carefully selected to provide powerful support for a range of health conditions, with particular benefit to heart and cardiovascular. Kidney health is another area that benefits from targeted enzyme support, as there is a close link between cardiovascular system and kidney function. If you'd like to learn more about this powerful product, give me a call today, 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi, this is Linda from the Power Mall. I would like to tell you about a product that I personally take and recommend. I was very drawn to the Bone Active Topical Rub because I want to build healthy bones and prevent age-related bone loss, which so many of my friends have. Bone Active Oil contains three of the most potent mountain herbal oils known to man: sage, rosemary, and oregano. I rub it on my joints and on the bottom of my feet, and an added bonus is that it smells amazing. Not only is it potent by just rubbing it on the body, but also can be taken internally. Take advantage of the research. Use Bone Active Rubbing Oil and capsules to support a healthy overall bone density response. I'd love to talk with you more about this product. Call me at 877-817-9829 or learn more by visiting thepowermall.com.
Four minutes after the hour here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. And, of course, we're in our new time slot for those of you listening. Phone lines still open. 844-769-2944. You hit the magic number 1 after you hear the prompt and get you on the air. And comment on what we're talking about here. 17 states, by the way, Republican attorneys general, all of them have filed a lawsuit challenging a rule entitling workers to some abortion accommodations, alleging the regulation adopted by the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission is an overreach. The lawsuit, led by Tennessee and Arkansas, was filed in federal district court in eastern Arkansas on Thursday, last, alleging the EEOC's rule, which implemented the Pregnant Workers Fairness Act, is in violation of law. The rule, implemented in mid-April, requires those covered under it to be given reasonable accommodations when it comes to childbirth, pregnancy, and other conditions. It had bipartisan support when it passed Congress. An unelected body like the EEOC does not have the authority to rewrite laws passed by Congress, according to Alabama's Attorney General Steve Marshall. Congress sought to ensure accommodations on the job to promote health of pregnant women and their babies. Biden's EEOC has illegally transformed that bipartisan law into a mandate that employers facilitate abortions. Biden is again violating the law to promote his radical agenda, and we will again stop him. The final regulations, by the way, were adopted by the EEOC on April 19th in a 3-2 vote. So here's the thing. It would be one thing because, you know, they all scream my body, my choice. You know, they weren't doing that during the jab. No, because the stupid people ran out and got it, right? I'm sorry. If you're listening to the show right now and I just called you stupid, I'm sorry. Why did you believe it? Why did you put your faith in government rather than God? That's what I'm trying to figure out. I'm sorry. I'm trying to figure it out. How could you fall for something like that? They put fear in you and made you stay home and stay glued in front of the TV where they can program you into believing everything the government said is true. Wow. So, you know, here's the thing. You remember her, you know, the psychologist that interviewed Biden and said, oh, they can't prosecute him because he's not in his right mind. Well, why is he still president? See, now you've got all of this gobbledygook going on in front of the Supreme Court right now. Last Thursday, remember? Donald Trump's legal team got in front of the Supremes about this immunity claim. You remember that? Well, Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh warned that a decision in the case has future implications for whether future presidents are shielded from vicious cycles of malicious prosecution that could effectively end the presidency as we know it. So, you either have immunity or you don't. Now, if Congress were to impeach the president and convict him on the charges, that would be one thing. But to let, you know, the DOJ just run wild and do whatever it wants, accompanied by the states, to try to upset Trump. See, this is a problem because it's only against Trump. What did Clinton do that he could be prosecuted for? How about Obama? And definitely, what about Biden? What about them? See, that's not equal protection of the law. See, we all have a problem with that, don't we? That's why we listen to the show. The U.S. goes on trial for military fuel leak that allegedly poisoned thousands. This is happening in Hawaii. for a case that began more than 2 years ago when leaking jet fuel from a military storage depot contaminated drinking water for thousands, according to AP. 17 bellwether plaintiffs representing more than 7,500 people, including service members, will seek to convince a judge in U.S. District Court in Honolulu that the Red Hill Bulk Fuel Storage Facility jet fuel spill directly contributed to a spate of alleged health effects, including rashes and vomiting. The U.S. admitted that it incurred compensable injuries for the plaintiffs, that the U.S. breached its duty of care, disputing the alleged Pearl Harbor victims consumed the poison water at significant levels to cause problematic health outcomes. So most of these bellwether plaintiffs are relatives of military members who have submitted testimonies in the case about how consuming the tainted water made them feel ill and in some cases produced persistent health problems, seizures, asthma, eczema, the vestibular dysfunction. Yeah, that sort of thing. Biden's Navy secretary wants to import skilled blue-collar migrants to build U.S. Navy ships that protect Americans and their job opportunities. Huh. And they want to open up the spigot and let all these blue-collar workers in so they can actually work in our shipyards. Oh, my. Come on, let's talk about what's going on here. You're going to let these guys come in and build Navy ships. Now, let's flip the coin over and look at the other side, okay? Can we do that for a sec? Would you let me indulge me on that? Planes almost collided at two major airports just in the last 48, 72 hours. The DOJ is trying to decide whether to pursue a criminal case against Boeing. The FAA's got more than 100 aviation accidents and incidents since the beginning of this year. These include airplane and helicopter crashes, equipment and mechanical malfunctions, and communications breakdowns with air traffic controllers that have almost caused runway collisions at several major U.S. airports. Yeah. Now, we're not talking about just the Alaska Airways blow out of a door. You know, see, the FAA is hiring. They've lowered the bar. So now they get all these air traffic controllers in there that don't know you will know what from Shinola. And here, JFK Airport, pilots on a Swiss Air flight headed to Zurich were forced to hit the brakes after the plane was cleared for takeoff because ATC, air traffic controllers, simultaneously opened the runway for four other planes to get in its way. Oh, my. See, then what happens when you lower the bar? They want immigrants to build our Navy ships after this. I mean, it's bad enough now. We got pilots that can't fly properly. And why was that? Well, huge turnover in the industry. Why? Controllers retiring during the COVID pandemic. Many retired early, creating a big shortage of people, pilots and ATC, air traffic controllers. Some, including pilots and others, retired due to not wanting to take the jab. All they had to do was look at what happened to Bob Snow. Remember the captain? Landed at DFW and all of a sudden had a myocardial infarction right there? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. And you want to let illegal immigrants in here that don't know what's going on build our Navy warships, right? Oh my gosh. The FTC, by the way, is awarding more than $5 million in refunds to Ring customers. And why is that? Well, because apparently some of those consumers who had a Ring account and certain types of Ring devices, such as the Ring stick-up cam and the indoor cam, well, apparently they put it all over their house and somebody accessed the Ring system and was looking at them in the buff. Nah. Yeah, they're eligible for a refund according to a court order. You can go to FTC.gov and look and see if you qualify. The troubled Philadelphia bank-based Republic First Bank has imploded, federal regulators seizing it and arranging for it to be taken over by fellow regional lender Fulton Financial in what marks the first bank failure of this year. The FDIC announced on April 26th, Republic First Bank which did business as Republic Bank, was seized and closed that same day. Wow. What does that tell you about the way the economy is, huh? Amazing how that works. Why are there so many Americans, by the way, that can't find a job, even though they're desperate to be hired? Why is that? See, and the Labor Department says that only 6,429,000 Americans are officially unemployed. I really don't agree with that. The other 99,989,000 Americans without a job are considered to be not in the labor force. Why is that? Because the nation is corporations and businesses are conducting mass layoffs. People can't afford to keep their businesses open. They're being taxed into oblivion. And we thought there were millions of good jobs. All these libtards go to these four-year institutions of higher learning. I mean, MIT, you would think. Their technologies, Sloan School of Management, 13% of those that went there didn't have a job within 3 months, up 5% from 2021. Huh. Wow. Harvard Business School, 20% of job-seeking MBAs didn't have 1 3 months after graduation, up 8% in 2021. Huh. So it shows you that, you know, going to college and doing all that other, no, doesn't always work. Ford's electric vehicle division, by the way, lost $1.3 billion in the first quarter of 2024, which adds up to $132,000 loss for each of the 10,000 electric vehicles sold. Sales of Ford EVs also plunged by 20% compared to last year. Its revenue plunged 84% to about $100 million, which Ford attributed mostly to price cuts for EVs across the industry. Why? Because they had to get them off the lot. For those of you that aren't aware of Living Streams Multi-Blend Liquid Probiotic, might be a good thing. Because you see, they're finding out that autism and ADHD linked to disturbed gut flora very early in life may be the culprit. That's one of the reasons why we have it at the Power Mall, by the way. Climbing stairs to live longer. Yep, that's what they're saying. Instead of taking the elevator, take the stairs, according to new studies. University of East Anglia, Norfolk, and Norwich University Hospital Foundation Trust, Norwich, UK, have all been studying this stuff, and that's what they've come up with. Stair climbing was also linked with a reduced risk of cardiovascular disease, including heart attack, heart failure, and stroke. And, of course, the FDA, I don't know if you know what to believe or not, because every time they open their mouth and try to scare people, 20% of retail grocery store milk is tested positive for bird flu, according to what they're saying. 1 in 5 of the retail samples tested are quantitative polymerase chain reaction, or qPCR positive, for HPAI viral fragments, which a greater proportion of positive results coming from milk in areas with infected herds. 33 cattle herds across 8 states, Idaho, Kansas, Michigan, New Mexico, North Carolina, Idaho, South Dakota, and Texas, have tested positive for avian influenza. Gee, I wonder how they got that. You think our government had anything to do with it? Trying to further screw with our food supply? In the science and tech area, Tesla's autopilot has resulted in hundreds of crashes, 467 at least, with 14 resulting in deaths, many others causing serious injuries. Federal authorities are saying there's a critical safety gap in the technology. You got this autopilot driver out there? Supposed to detect the force from the driver's hands and the steering wheel? And send alerts when they're absent. The automaker said the prominence and scope of the system's controls may be insufficient to prevent driver misuse. Huh. So now Elon's over in China trying to dicker with them about the same thing. Huh. But Chinese vehicles cost a whole lot less than Tesla's. So he might be taking it on the chin. You never know. a freight train carrying gasoline and odorless propane derailed Friday near the Arizona-New Mexico state line and caught fire, leading to the closure of an interstate highway. That would be Interstate 40, milepost 8, near the Arizona border. I-40 closed in all directions. May still be. Dane Wigington, by the way, has another global news alert out now about a generational tornado outbreak. Oh, there's a lot of people out there that seem to think these tornadoes might be not just a thing of freakish weather, might be something that was actually engineered. Gavin Newsom, meanwhile, admitted the state still faces the risk of blackouts and heat waves despite investing in battery capacity to store electricity for use in times of peak demand. Oh, my. Well, we already knew that. The green energy zero emissions targets are unrealistic. Gas prices are through the roof. I mean, come on. We know what's going on. In the gardening, farming, and homesteading section, there's a video you should watch if you want to avoid beekeeping scams. Thanks to Brett from New York for sending that over. Fiestas Festival. That's San Antonio's annual thing. It's big. It's just downtown San Antonio's jammed. Two people were killed and four others wounded after two men opened fire on each other just after midnight. Partying was still going on. They soon, police investigated at Market Square. Found two armed men, one of whom was 18, the other 20. They began to run. While so doing, the 18-year-old shot the 20-year-old. Police then shot the 18-year-old. 20-year-old went to the hospital. He's dead. 18-year-old, he's dead. Yeah. Six other people shot. Because these two morons, yeah. An armed robbery suspect in Kenner, Louisiana was shot dead yesterday after he shot and wounded three police officers trying to serve a warrant. So be it. It's crazy, huh? A Tennessee governor, Bill Lee, remember that? Remember we were talking about last week that he was going to sign legislation allowing teachers and school staff in the state to be armed, carrying concealed handguns on school property? Well, he signed it. Gotta love that. All right. We can take a break. But let's go to the phones. Brady, you're first up. You got 1 minute. Go.
Yeah, good morning, Dan. You know, you were talking about Dane Wigington, and did you see what happened over in Dubai about a week ago or so?
Flooding.
Yeah, they got more rain in like 1 hour than they usually get in 3 years. And the funny thing is the scientists over in Dubai were doing cloud seeding experiments, and they said, well, we'll just try to goose the atmosphere a little bit more and add a little bit more silver nitrate and stuff, and they added a little too much in it, pretty much flooded the whole place in Dubai. Also, I was going to say, with all that funding, that aid package that passed, the $90 billion or $96 billion, it was really funny that like $60 billion of it is staying in the United States, and they're all bragging about it. All the Democrats are all bragging about now that the United States has become a military-industrial complex. 40 states are going to be involved with that $60 billion in building bombs and drones. Isn't that great, Dave?
Well, Brady, I'll tell you something, and thanks for your call, by the way. One of the reasons why, if it's staying in the United States, it means that all the people in Congress out there have invested in the defense contractors because they know where that money is going, and they're going to make money off it. We know that already. Jeff in North Carolina, good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Dave. I didn't know whether I should say good morning or good afternoon, but anyway, you sounded good, as overinformed as usual, brother, and I'm going to be tuning you in, and greetings from the land of Tyson Chicken. The Johnny Cash stuff was really good, Dave.
I thought you might like that.
Hey, can you think of a more bigger waste of money than if you were spending money on your kid to go to college? Can you think of any bigger waste than that?
No. Well, yeah, sending money to Ukraine and Israel and every other God-forsaken place on the earth. You know, I mean, we're sitting here funding wars. I mean, obviously, we have a Congress that likes to do that, and they really don't care about us. They really don't. They don't care what we, the people, think. That's why we need to get rid of them.
No, I know. Well, I guess if you want to do that, just like you said, if you want to send your kid there and bail him out of jail, if he goes to jail, that would be good. But, hey, you know, you're talking about the breakdown of society all the time, and you talk about the shootings just now. I'll tell you about this real quick, then I'll get off here. I was looking at a video of a picture of a camera in a restaurant. And these two, this is how sorry some people are. These two people get up to leave, the tip is laying on the table, and these people steal the tip off the table. Yep. I mean, some of the things that people are doing and the sorriness of people right now absolutely blows the mind. But well, anyway, Jeff, man. I'll be listening to you. Thanks a lot.
Yep. Appreciate that. No, see, the thing is when I go out to eat, if I ever go out to eat, because you just don't know what they're cooking these days, or if somebody's going to whiz on your food or not. I mean, you know, I go out and I make sure that the waitress or waiter gets the tip in person. I hand it to them. I hand them the check in person, period. End of story. Wow, how time flies when you're on the run. It is that time again, and hopefully after we get back from the break, we'll be joined by Lieutenant Colonel retired John Mills to talk about what's going on with China and any potential cyber assault that might be happening in our future. Stay with us.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrax can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.